Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you're going to make carbonara pasta, you imagine you need pasta, cheese, maybe cream. Well, no, I don't think so. Eggs, pancetta, black pepper, frying pan and a pot. But this Italian student kitchen classic has become the latest dish to find its way into an air fryer. And some people are mystified. Giuseppe Cruppi is director of Pinocchio Cookery School in Dublin and joins us now. Giuseppe, you're very welcome to the programme. Have you ever seen anything like this done to classic Italian dishes?
Well, I haven't seen it because there is no need for that, but I'm kind of curious about it. Like, to be honest with you, I was curious about this recipe on an air fryer because, you see, the air fryer is not a fryer at all. It's just a small, efficient oven, you know? And okay. The good things about this appliance is that you can cook with less oil and you can be very fast, which are two things that you don't need at all for the carbonara. Because, you see, like, when you do the dish in its purest form, all you have to do is you take the meat. So generally it should be the chick, like what we call guanciale, but you can use bacon, of course. And you put it on a very hot pan, so with no oil, because it will cook in its own fat. So for that reason, the fact that an air fryer would need less oil makes no sense in this case, because you don't use oil at all. And you prepare it while the pasta is boiling, so it's a very fast dish. Then you put the pasta into the meat and you add the mixture of eggs and cheese. So I was trying to see how they make it important to use an air fryer, which is an appliance you don't need for this dish, you know, like, and I was seeing the most improbable things on the internet, like, you know what I mean, like adding ingredients that have nothing to do with it, like cream and all
that. Does it make your heart break a little bit, you know, when you see this? Or even
go on. It fills me with pride, to be honest, you know, because if they copy you and they copy you badly, it's a tribute. It means that they like you and they're not able to do what you do. So, no, I like it.
Por favore, Giuseppe, you have to move maybe with the times. Maybe it's time to have bolognese in spaghetti bolognese in an air fryer or lasagna in an air fryer. Maybe it's the way to go.
Or an Irish stew in an Irish Let's make Guinness in an Irish fryer.
He's too clever for us.
No, you can do anything. No, don't get me wrong. I like if people enjoy food. And I do think that an air fryer has this kind of attitude where I tried to understand why they became popular. And I think it's because they remove yourself from the act of cooking. Mm. You know, like you put things in a machine and you press a few buttons. So you don't have to handle a pan. You don't have to check how the food is going. You just press the buttons and hope for the best, you know. Yeah. So in this sense, I don't like the air fryer. But having said that, if you make a dish which is not a carbonara at all and you call it carbonara, I will say, okay, I respect the fact that you have a disorder. Do
you think it's almost sinful to try and do this in an air fryer?
As I say, it's ignorant rather than sinful. Oh. Because I think, you know, like in the sense that it's one of the most abused dish ever. It sounds cool.
I was going to ask you about that. Actually, about it being abused, because I mentioned cream in the intro. And I know a lot of people do that, but you don't put cream in a carbonara.
Well, you see, I do think that you can put cream on in anything. You know, it's a nice ingredient, blends things together, tone it down. So the only thing is like carbonara is one of those dishes that actually has a patent, has an exact recipe with the ingredients coming from Rome, because that's where it originated. And so it's the guanciale, the pecorino romano, and you put a lot of pepper because carbonara as a name refers to carbone, charcoal, you see. Having said that, in Italy, you know, my mother would always cook it in the wrong way, in a way, because first of all, she would source ingredients from her area. So why would you put a pecorino romano, like the Roman sheep cheese, when you can use the one that you can have in your local market? And the same for the meat, rather than the guanciale, which is less easy to find. You will use maybe bacon, you know, but she will still follow the recipe in a way that is acceptable. You know what I mean? Like, it's when you drift away too much from it that then that you should change the name, or you can say carbonara alla Mario, you know, like kind of just personal.
Your personal, not real carbonara at all. Next up, spaghetti bolognese.
I said again, yes, same thing. But to be honest with you, with the Bolognese is kind of a peculiar thing because I think that nobody does in a very original way, which is one of the oldest patented recipes. And in that case, for us, it's very much about ragu sauce. So if you put meat and you let it cook slowly into a sauce, you will get a nice Bolognese pasta for sure, you know?
Okay, I think we're all doing it wrong is what I've gleaned from this conversation, Giuseppe. But maybe there's no wrong way. You're being very kind to the whole lot of us.
Can I tell you one thing, Sarah? That to
briefly,
me is very important.
Go.
There is no right and wrong in cooking. If you cook with passion and you enjoy what you cook, then that's right. You know, that's all you need
to know.
No, you
should see my dishes, Giuseppe. You'd see wrong.
I would love to.
Well, let's hear from our listeners on how they cook their carbonara, their bolognese, and their Italian dishes. 51551 for your text on that. Giuseppe Cruppi, Director of Pinocchio Cookery School in Dublin. Thank you very much.